Got a lot of information on Lamson 719, and I've also assisted in writing the VHPA directory in 1994 that was dedicated to Lamson 719. Got a lot of videotapes now, the audio tapes of February the 8th to about the end of March 1971. What I'm going to do is update a tape that I did in 1989. It's a compilation. The sequence I'm going to use is the first day, March the 8th, 1971. And that'll be the first tape I have, and that's a tape that is primarily focused on Charlie 158, whose call sign is Auction. But the tape was made in a B-101 Kingsman aircraft. Their call sign was Color. You'll hear the call sign Color 03. On that day, that's Major Jack Barker using that number, and he'll crash on March the 20th, 1971, and the aircraft blew up in the air, and the whole crew was lost. Now, the sequence is February the 8th. I'm going to run that tape, and then the next thing we'll do is two pieces on March the 5th. March the 5th, we'll have, again, another Phoenix, which will be David Nelson, and then the second piece will be Butch Elliott. David Nelson was Charlie 158 Phoenix. Auction Lead is a call sign he used. And then we go to Butch Elliott, and Butch is Witch Doctor 5. Witch Doctor 5 was a maintenance officer in the 174th. Since I made the tape in 89, Butch has written a 54-page document of his experience on the ground for 3 nights and 2 days. Well written. And then the next thing I'm going to cover is a couple of things that are in there about, you hear an aircraft coming out of the LZ with 25 people on it. There'll be a couple other things about rescues. There'll be mentioning of everybody trying to get to Alui. Alui was a fire base on Highway 9 near the Chapone River. And on March the 5th, two Shark gunships out of the 174th limped back in there but didn't fly any further. One of them had holes in the engine. And about a year ago, I got two black and white pictures taken by the North Vietnamese of those two aircraft in the LZ at Alui. And those two pictures are, one of those pictures is in a Vietnam Helicopter Pilots Association newsletter. I've got a lot of pictures that have been sent to me that I've made copies of, sent back the original. At the end of this tape, there's going to be some new stuff that I have. First tape I got that's new is an Alpha 158, the Ghost Riders. I don't know their call sign in Lamson because the call signs were changed around. I don't know if they're Spasm. I just don't have a clue. But I do know, I think Lotus was Bravo 158. But if anybody can help me, I sure appreciate your help because the call signs were changed around for Laos. Then I'm going to run a tape made in the 48th. Well, first, the Alpha 158 tape was sent to me by Harold Smith. And on this tape, you'll hear the moment he gets shot and they pull him away from the controls. And you'll hear the Peter pilot say, get Mr. Smith back away from the controls. And what I think has happened is the Peter pilot has pulled the trigger back all the way on the mic button, and he's transmitting outside the aircraft. All right, then the next tape I got is a, again, it's that same day, and this is the day the 48th lost a Joker gunship, and the gunship had Sparks Chrisman on it, and a gunner named Ricardo. I think it was Ricardo Rodriguez, and the gunner Langenauer was not killed when the aircraft got on the LZ. The aircraft got shot up, it made it to a fire base, and as the crew was getting out of fire base, a mortar round landed dead on the gunship. It's a Joker gun, and destroys it. Langenauer escaped and evaded for 13 days and came back walking into the walking back into the Vietnam with Arvin. And that article is in the Stars and Stripes for April the 3rd, 1971. I got a copy of it. Now, I'm not going to make any apologies about how fast I talk, but I do talk pretty fast. And there's going to be a lot of fast talking on this as I splice in the stuff I did in 89. And by the way, the last part is it's really a touching tape. It's Charlie Troop 7th Squadron, 17th Cav. And it's the tape made the day before David Lancaster was killed. And David Lancaster is on this tape as the aircraft commander of this Cobra. Tape was made by David Farrell, a front seat lieutenant. Lancaster was warned. The technique that Farrell used is different than everybody else's, in that everybody else put the earpiece up in their ear and you didn't hear any blade sound. Farrell's got the blade sound, and it's really unique because you can actually hear the rockets leaving the aircraft. There's a lot of noise, a lot of blade noise, but you can hear Farrell and Lancaster fussing because the minigun jammed and Farrell's raising hell as the AC in the back of my, why didn't you fire? And Farrell will make a comment, I did try, what do you think I'm doing up here? And it's kind of a unique tape because you hear all the air cav call signs on it, et cetera. Now back on the 48th tape, you're gonna hear a Hammer 229. Hammer is a FAC, and he's all over this tape. And in Butch Elliott's 54-page document he wrote, he credits how the FAC saved his life and kept the airstrikes going around him. The guy that's in the local area, I live in Fairfax Station, Virginia, and there's a guy in the local area that's an Air Force colonel today. He was a lieutenant then. His name's Roger Carter, and he's got black and white pictures of Elliott in B-52 craters with NVA in view. And he took this from an OV-10. That's my next objective, to get a copies of those. So what you're going to hear is a sequence again, February the 8th, some March the 5th stuff. You're going to hear other pieces in there. It's a splicing of stuff I did in 89. I used a lot of documents. This can get tedious, but it's the best I can do right now, and I'm trying to do my best.
Because I believe I can clearly, I know that I have the first crew I think was lost on the 8th of February, that was the aircraft number 6816307 from Charlie Company 158. The aircraft commander was CW2 Paul C. Stewart. The co-pilot is W1 Thomas F. Duty. The crew chief is Spec 4 Charles G. Bobo. And the gunner was PFC Johnny Robertson. According to this reference note and the data in it, they were crew members flying in a UH-1H as a number 3 aircraft in a flight of 10 UH-1H in an insertion mission in Laos on 8th February 71. During this mission, CW2 Stewart radioed the flight leader that his aircraft had sustained damage to the tail rotor controls from the hits by ground fire, that it was returning to the pickup zone about 5 miles inside of the South Vietnamese border. On a tape, the person I believe to be Stewart will say, I'm going back to Quezon. While en route, CW2 Stewart transmitted, I'm inverted going in. Nothing further was heard. The flight leader then observed a column of smoke coming from the crash site of CW2 Stewart's aircraft. A Cobra gunship team was dispatched to the area, and during the initial visual reconnaissance at the crash site, the Cobra team leader reported that there were no signs of any survivors and that several burned bodies were seen around the wreckage. The aircraft had crashed in inverted position, exploded impact, and had burned in the vicinity of grid coordinates X-ray Delta 582368. I also have a map that I've got from the recommendation for the Presidential Unit Citation for 4th Battalion 77th Aerial Rocket Artillery. And in there, there's a map that has every single fire base on it, and all the fire bases, all the flight routes, etc. And this location, this crash site, looks like it's near the river and off of Highway 9 southwest of Louis. Before I play the tape, I would like to also make reference to everything that I've used to back up my knowledge of the 8th February 1971 to 8th April 1971 operation called Dewey Canyon 2 or Lamson 719. The first reference I have is Inside Laos, a book written by Keith William Nolan. In that book, there's a verbatim of a tape made. Now, this is a tape that I believe I gave Colonel John Close in 1975 at Fort Campbell, Kentucky, because I recognized his voice on a tape, and then during that time when I was the 101st at Fort Campbell, I'd heard his voice on the radio, so I gave it to him. Nolan acknowledges an interview with Close, and there's a lot of details that indicate he talked to Close, so that's probably how that tape got in there. That tape's one of the tapes made by Don Peterson. My next reference is a book called The History 1946 to 1975 Vietnam War, written by a retired lieutenant general named Philip B. Davidson. The specific chapter is chapter 23, The Raid Too Far. Now, this book gave me a great deal of insight into the intelligence preparations before going into it, the intelligence leaks, the amount of air defense in that area built up since October 70, the number of them, etc. Fortunately, my office is right down the hall from the Pentagon Library, and I have Xeroxed every page of the Pacific Stars and Stripes from March the 5th, 1971 to April 4th, 1971 that pertains to Lamson 719. And I've downsized them and found some very interesting articles in there. Of these three that I just mentioned, if you recall, articles written in 71 didn't go into a lot of detail. Most of these articles are about people that escaped and evaded. One of them that's going to show up in another part of this tape later on is Witch Doctor 5. Bruce Elliott, I'm sorry, they called him Butch Newby Elliott. I think Butch Newby was a nickname, but he was a captain in the 174th. Other articles that I've used for reference are three that were in the June, July, and August 1987 issues of the Army Aviation Digest. These articles are written by Captain Jim E. Fulbrook. Fulbrook was a warrant officer in the 71st Aviation Company, and they were also out of Chu Lai. They moved them up to Dong Ha. Additionally, the aviation school at Fort Rucker, Alabama, made a VHS tape of Holbrook's lecturing Lamson 719 when he was in the advanced course down at Fort Rucker. My other sources of information are some VHS tapes made by Fred Thompson. Fred Thompson was Shark 7 in the Dolphins from 70 to 71. I think it's June 70 to June 71. His call sign was Shark 7. He also kept an excellent day-to-day calendar. We've also had some long, long talks with Fred about the action in and out and the shark's teeth painted on the front of the aircraft. During the 1989 VHPA reunion, I met a guy named Jerry Morgan. He was a member of B-101. They were the Kingsmen. They have a reunion association that is put together by Joe Klein. Joe Klein was a member of the unit, and he organized this, and Joe also has a videotape that shows a lot of the activity in Laos, and some of it's, besides slides, it's, I think it's 8mm. It's a very good videotape. And I've also had some long discussions with Joe. Another article I used, or a book I used, is a thing called a... it's from the Indochina Monogram series. It's made by the U.S. Army History Center. It's written by Major General Nguyen Z. Hinh. It's a 178-page document, finished in July of 77 and printed in 1979. It was printed by the U.S. Army Center for Military History. I have the document, and it also has a Library of Congress card number. This general was an Arvin division commander. Like I mentioned, a lot of the facts that I have are based on these biographic and site reports of all the MIAs lost during 11719. And finally, the last bit of information I have is the Presidential Unit Citation Recommendation for the 4th of the 77th ARA, the 101st. I'm going to start this tape up and dub on probably about 30 minutes of tape. It's very confused, very chaotic. Everybody talks at once when they're excited. This tape is an excellent tape to give you an idea of the stress that the pilots were under. You will hear the first transmission you'll hear is probably, you'll be able to hear Stewart say that he's going down. Then you hear the additional confusion on the radio of who is it's going down. Is it two or three? And then it'll be three. Then you'll hear further that he's taken a hit and he's lost his tail rotor control, and he's going to try to make it back to caisson. Then if you listen closely as the tape progresses, you'll hear him talking to Lead. Lead is call sign Auction 6-5, was then Major Jim Lloyd. Lloyd today is a full colonel at Fort Bragg, North Carolina. By the way, today is November 25th, 1989. This is a very good account. As you hear Lloyd continue on to the landing zone to drop off his Vietnamese, and then you'll hear who I believe to be Stewart trying to make a bad caisson, and it'll progress along, and you'll hear them discuss the running landing at caisson, etc. Then if you have to listen very closely, because there'll be a transmission on the guard frequency, and right in the vicinity of this transmission that's on guard, you'll hear the pilot say, "I'm inverted and going in." And then there'll be a lot of confusion. Who was it that went in? And then you'll hear a call sign, Chain 6-5, who will direct people to go back and check the aircraft. Then you'll hear a guy make a report over the aircraft site. And then you'll hear another some details of the activity. This tape also has all the people firing. You have people taking fire. You'll hear the confusion of taking fire. You'll hear the confusion of what altitude to fly. A lot of confusion. And it's hoped that this will tie some loose ends together for people that don't have the ability to do anything but read the documents. And now we'll be able to put a voice together with them and maybe help them understand what they're reading.
Negative. I'm behind a blue diamond, so I think I'll be 28 then.
Chuck 28 or 29.
Chuck 2 is going down.
Chuck
2
is going down.
Chuck 3 going down.
Chuck 3 going down.
I'm going to enjoy the dark.
Aircraft going down. Chuck 3.
All right, be advised. Chuck 3 going down. I'm hit. I don't have any left pedal. I'm trying to get this thing back.
Chuck 3.
And change 6-5, Auction 6-5.
Wait a minute, 6-5,
go ahead. Was that bird shot down?
We don't know yet, he's still with me.
All right, listen up, Lead. I'm hit, I don't have... All right, Lead, this is John 3, I'm hit. I have a left stuck pedal, no left pedal at all. I'll take it back to caisson.
What's his position?
Roger, got you. Okay, this is Auction 6-5. He's hit, he's got a stuck left pedal, and he's turned back inbound toward caisson.
Roger. Let's get the guns back out here on station.
Roger,
you going in there?
Could you increase your airspeed, please?
Auction 6-5, 1-2.
My 6-5, we're just turned on final.
Roger, I got you.
And lead truck 2 got a small truck.
Was that bird hit by any aircraft, sir?
We didn't get a report that far. Stand by. 3, did you get hit by an aircraft fire?
Chalk 3, Chalk 3, Lee.
6-5, Chalk 3, go ahead.
Here, did you get hit by an aircraft fire?
I don't know what I was hit by. My tail, my dry shaft's gone for the tailbone. It was pretty heavy. I don't think it was in 51 or anything. It must have been pretty heavy.
Right,
I believe this is 2-5. We had a red smoke about 300 meters past the fire.
Okay, Roger, and
65, this is...
Wait. There's that big load intersection.
Yeah, he did take an aircraft fire.
Fire.
He had a load of fascist troops on board.
That is 10.
Roger, me then.
Roger, Roger, I'm taking fire too.
Please, this is 2-8.
You got a mark on the ship?
2-8, this is 3-5.
Oh, Roger, 3-5. We're circling where the helicopter went in.
Yeah, I got it.
Burning smoke. Can't get anything. We're just going to have it to continue on.
Everybody's taking.
Roger, I'll notify late.
By that T in the road.
6-5, this is 3-1.
North of the T in the road.
We go down and see if anybody's alive there.
Is somebody down there?
Roger.
Hold it up.
Just dropped out of the flight. There was a helicopter just crashed and it's on fire.
Thank you for the call.
Roger, Florida.
You're not Florida.
3-1-5. 2-8.
Yeah, Frank, this is a recovery ship. I've got the burning aircraft in.
This is Frank, he's in your own dropout.
Okay, mighty fine.
Close, close, bro.
Join back up at this flight.
Sample, we have one
coming up.
What are you guys at? 49 pounds.
Somebody's on the way to that aircraft.
We just had a fucking over skew short.
Got boils going out.
Do that 102%.
Boil 1-2, Lotus Prime 1.
That's 1-2.
Okay, you can see out here, there's two red smokes out. The southernmost red smoke is almost right on where we were taking fire.
All right.
Just in that wooded area, there's a small stream in there.
Pad 3, this is 1-0, Fox.
Streams out of the LZ.
1-0, this is 3.
Roger, I was looking for the 3. I want to know his pass. The bird finally dropped out. Go look at the other bird. Exactly at the flight site.
You get recovery.
Okay, 1-0. I'm on a heading of 300. I'm at 3,000 feet. And I'm just over the surface in the blue.
Yeah,
I think I've got you in sight. Could you make a little left or right hand turn real quick here?
Yeah, I'm going to make a quick right hand turn.
Okay, flight. Let's pull it in. 3 Foxes, 2-3. We can.
Mike and a half behind you.
Okay, Roger. I thought you were going back to the other aircraft. You're going in, right?
Break. You'll be that pitch 1 guy.
Roger. 2-8 dropped out to look at the other aircraft.
Okay, fine.
14.
Okay, watch out for that road intersection down there, everybody. That's where it's coming from.
And 2-3, are you just going to start to make a left-hand turn right after right-hand turn out here?
Yeah, I'm bending to the left here a little bit. You can see the smoke out about by 11 o'clock.
Got you, buddy, right behind you. And change 6-5, auction 6-5.
6-5, go ahead.
Okay, rather than 3-5-2-8. He's pretty close to where the engineer field is on the river.
Oh, Roger, we're right down on top of it. Don't see anything, nothing but a burning mass. Nobody around it.
To this point. Over.
Roger.
Roger. How about reporting to 6-5 on Victor?
Roger.
This is 6-5, truck.
Take fire, truck 22.
Negative.
Okay, Roger. Truck 22, don't fire the hell triple. Get your smokes ready.
And 2-3, tell me where to fire.
Loyal, okay, Roger. We're about to force ship out here. Ship fire off our...
Roger, can you
find my flight? About 5 position. It looks like the whole river bed down there. Yeah. Right up at the Shadow Horse Place, firing F-51 cal if you
want
to break
down.
Okay. It took fire all right on our side on your sail.
Back to that recovery element.
Roger, World Hall.
Roll it over.
Recovery bird, what's your call sign?
Lance to 2-7.
Over
to the northwest a little more.
What's your first call sign?
3-3.
Okay, Hardy, 3-3, we've got a...
3-Fox, this is
Tosi-6. We're up to that, I'll be holding 9 drawing until I get out there.
And recover this to flow 1-2.
3-Fox, 3-Fox. 2-3 is taking fire, but a right-hand turn, it's out of bounds by 4 o'clock.
Just had small arms, so he should pick me up.
Roger, we're going to have to leave in place of that aircraft that went down. We got a chip detector, tower chip detector, and I'm having to take it back to Kilo Sierra to put it down.
Change 6-5, 6-5.
change 6-5.
Get on the ground, fire this fucking place up.
6-5, you have the Astro 6-5 working with you at this time?
Make a fake 3-5.
This is Denver 2-8. Roger, I'm unable to contact him. Disregard.
6-5, Chalk 2-8. Roger, is 1-7 with you?
Negative, he's refueling.
2-8, go ahead, 2-8.
Roger,
we went down to where the bird
went down. There's nothing negative at all. What's that?
We're going to do a sticker, okay. And we're heading back
okay.
The bird took anti-aircraft fire coming in. We've got recovery going in now.
2-8, Roger.
Well, we said General 6-4. 6-5, 2-8. Okay, don't get around too far. We're just made our go around here.
6-5, boss.
Get your drink up. 6-5, we'll get in there and make sure these guys jump off.
Your forward element, LZ, pick it up.
3,500. Okay, you're 3,500 now, 40. Okay, well, we might pull one over to Tarp. Go ahead and do it.
I understand you, you want to have the launch
there,
right? 6-0.
Here we go.
Gregory, 2-1, 6-6.
You're looking good otherwise. Looking good on the left.
There you go, fine, fellas, real fine.
Okay, drop her, sir.
Apollo 3, get him off here.
Go to 6-5.
Drop her.
Get him off. 35 10.
This is 3-5-2-3.
Fire last bird coming out. He threw yellow smoke in the area.
He broke right out of the Lima Zulu.
I
say the last one of the birds coming out. He threw yellow smoke coming out.
Fire 2 clicks south the LZ.
Roger.
Roger, did you drop smoke?
3-5-2-8-2-Alpha on Victor.
Can you get on that?
This is.
Roger, Chuck.
Yeah, we're sent out a mission by 20 clicks northwest.
Chuck, 2-3 is out of LZ. Do I have any ARA up on this push yet?
Yeah, 2-3, give me a hint where you're at.
Okay, all right, so I broke right, I'm climbing up pretty fast.
1-4, Hardy, 3-3, come up on recovery,
got you.
3-5-2-Alpha.
Okay. All right.
This is 3-5
clear at this time.
Taking fire?
No.
We take fire, Sam?
Chuck and LZ say, Chuck on it.
Yes, we did a fire. We took fire. I'll touch my smoke. Chuck, 2-3, come back.
We're taking fire.
To the right, took fire. Still taking fire. Taking her up the riverbed on a heading of about 160.
Okay. This is calling 2-3.
Chuck, 2-4, 3-3, the recovery ship.
Right, let's get smoke out on this fire now. Let's get some smoke out so these goddamn gunships can get out here and do something. Put some smoke out before you start hollering.
Chuck, 2-3, pop smoke right, took fire.
And then, sir.
Chuck, 2-4, spritz the riverbed.
5-2-Alpha.
Fire the LZ.
Chuck, 2-6, don't suppress that riverbed.
Got another over speed. Fuck it.
And right over it, fuck it.
Credit 1-4 with regard 6-5, over.
I want a recovery bird.
Or check fire this one time.
Yeah, check fire that so that you're in the room.
This is 1-4. I'm up solid.
Okay,
control.
How about yours, Sam?
Yeah, give her a chance to check her out.
Recovery, you know how. Come up, come on, you ain't got.
That's fine.
How did you do it?
3-3-1-4.
Need a fire hang about 3-3-0.
Chuck, please out of the LZ.
14, call 9.
Victor. 1-0, Ben. Which way did you break 150, Ben?
Roger, 150. Flight monitor, Fox Mike, can get off of Victor.
3-5-1-0.
Roger, I relayed that information to Denver 17. Is that vicinity of coordinates?
293-038
over the stream.
Okay, bro.
Most definitely not where we belong.
Definitely.
Okay, that
would be a picture taken move.
We're still in
33, which is safe.
Firm.
Oh,
flight route, the bird coming into the LZ took fire. His paddle stuck. He was trying to get back to the airfield. He had very little control of the aircraft.
So we got down here at 1 o'clock.
Roger, understand that he was returning back from the Lima Zulu. That's a priority. He never made it into the Lima Zulu. He took fire on final, or about 4 miles out, and we're back.
Right on my right to it. Aircraft is loyal to
two on Fox Mike. Okay, right now, don't carry it as far to the west as you are now. Bring it back to the east.
November Echo 610, recycle 04
again. November aircraft, loyal to two on Fox Mike.
Change 6-5, roll 1-2.
Big drive, go ahead.
Roger, instead of capping the LZ, we'll swing down to the south here and just cover this whole area now.
Yep. See that smoke down there?
Roger that.
Watch it real close. I thought I just saw it take fire out of it.
Sure, they've been taking a fire.
Not sure, though.
How many
shields
have any smokes left? We only have one set. Is that correct?
I've got three of them out.
Okay. Yep, with me there, one is over here. We're trying to get another one or two launched out of...
Yeah, I'm right behind that.
Okay, I'm going to review what we just heard. One of the first people here talking is a call sign Chain 6-5, which I think is a battalion commander, probably. I don't know. It sounds like a battalion commander with the questions he's asking. Soon after that, you hear the radio transmission. Chalk 2 is going down. Chalk 2 is going down. And then there's a lot of confusion. And then he says, no, I'm not going down. I got it under control. I'm coming back up. And then you'll hear Auction 6-5 say that you're Chalk 3. That's Chalk 3. And then there's a lot of questions going on. Loyal 1-2 comes up on the net. That's the guns, Delta 158. Usually the call sign's Redskin. I believe that A Company 158 was the Ghost Riders, B Company was Lancers, and C Company was Phoenix, and D Company was Redskins. Now, apparently, obviously, for this operation, they changed everybody's call sign around, and Loyal turned is old Redskin, and Auction looks like it's Charlie Company, and I don't know who Lotus is. All right, then the there's a call from Chain 6-5 to Auction 6-5, battalion commander to the company commander of did the aircraft get hit by an aircraft fire, and then Auction 6-5 calls Auction 3, Chalk 3, and asks him if he got hit by an aircraft fire. He said, didn't know what hit him, but it's pretty heavy, and his drive shaft's gone, he's got a stuck left pedal. And then there's further transmissions, and he says he's got a real good left pedal, and then there's an exchange between the company commander, Jim Lloyd, and Chalk 3, the steward, saying he's really got a real good left pedal setting. And then Lloyd says, well, you have to stiff wing it in. He's referring to fixed wing, like a running landing, and run it on in. This thing, transmissions on, it goes on. You'll hear Chain 6-5 keep telling everybody to put the flight path further to the east. Then there comes a transmission on a guard frequency, which says Redcon 504, and then something else. Then Lotus 6-5 says his Chalk 6 is taking fire. Then there's another transmission saying everybody be up 3,500 feet over Laos. And then the next portion of it is the critical portion, if you want to hear exactly the last transmission. You'll hear the call, the transmission starts with a digital UHF on guard, and we're going to continue on the north for the force cap, etc. So it's obviously F4s or something. And then the next one is 1-7. You got the smoke, and then there's a 2-7. You got that smoke, and then immediately during that transmission of 2-7, you got the smoke. You hear threes upside down and going in, or threes upside down going down. So then immediately somebody says Chalk 3 went in. And then there's confusion. Don't know who went in. That's Chalk 3. And Chalk 22 is taking fire. And then there's a question from Chain 6-5, did three half troops aboard? And then you hear a guy with call sign 28 saying he's over the aircraft seeing smoke. Then you hear Chalk 1-2 coming out of the landing zone, followed by Loyal 1-2. This is Love, this 5-1, shoot at the southernmost smoke. So obviously there's some different flights, a lot of activity going on, which is normal. And we'll, this continues on, and then we'll get towards the end of the first part of this tape where Chain 6-5 explains it to Timber 1-7. Timber 1-7, I don't know who he is. He's probably a aviation group commander, or probably he could have been Brigadier General Barry from the 101st. It's a next level of command. You're all this command control function going on. At the same time, you have all everybody asking for gun cover, and there's just a lot of chaos on the radio as they go in the very first day of the insertion into Laos. The next one I'm going to do is the 5th of March. And I'll be okay. The 5th of March is one. I'm going to play one thing for the 174th, the Dolphins. This tape was made by Don Peterson, and it'll start off with which doctor 5 is down, and then you'll hear the boat's lead, boat 6, which was Major Spratt, the company commander, and he's going down to pick him up, and there's a normal amount of confusion, a lot of activity in there. And we have, I have the Stars and Stripes article on Elliot, shot down on the 5th of March with his crew, and they got out on the 7th. So they were down for 2 days. And there's an article in the Stars and Stripes, and also there's, this is the account that Fred Thompson wrote down. This is Ralphie Elliot, the third, and his crew got out of Laos. We have a company beer boss in a maintenance test on and off Quang Tri active. Butch could hear the NVA tearing down the aircraft the night they went down as they lay concealed. They estimated about 100 yards from the downed aircraft. They say the Air Force picked them up in a Jolly Green, but every slick pilot in the operation is taking credit for the extraction. So I'll play this one about Witch Doctor 5, and then after it's done, I'll give you a review. Now, Witch Doctor, when I was there, was the maintenance officer. Obviously, with them taking the drinking a lot of beer down in the maintenance tent, it still wasn't maintenance people.
Witch Doctor 05, this is Boat 6. Say your location.
Boat 6, this is Charles 3. He said he was going to be up to Charles 6.
Okay.
Boat 6, Charles 3.
6, go.
Roger, just talk to Red Line again. He says 6-8, Charles is blue. He has fire coming out of 5-8-3-7.
This is
2.0 out of 7137 to the north and west at 3.0 and 3.5 and from 6438 at 5.2 to the northwest.
Okay, good enough.
That's 3 per second. Get a hold of this, Dr. 5.
Mayday. Witch Doctor 5 is down. Just to the west of the little craft in the trees. Over.
Just west of Aloy, Witch Doctor Spot 5 is down just west of Aloy. He's crashed into trees.
Roger. Break.
Keep your eye down here next to the road all along there.
He's just to the west of Aloy. This is Boat's lead. I'm breaking off the 9-foot point.
To proceed west of Aloy.
Okay, jump 2, take over the flight.
Been down just west of Aloy.
Jump 2, take over the flight.
Chalk 2, take over the flight. I'm going down to look for Witch Doctor 5. What's he on, sir?
It was told to be just west of
your house trees.
And we're sending
up off at the
location. Red Dragon 1-4 is heading to that location.
Dragon 09, Fastly.
And this is Boat 6. I'm taking fire.
I'm coming back up. I was the only ship of my flight to make it in the LZ because of the smoke. They're picking up the tail of the flight and going back in.
See
the LZ because...
Okay, please. No, Brandon, I can't. Let's see.
Just follow that.
Trail, I understand you're after him.
So if we take any fire, we go, no, if he's shot up, we know where we are.
And be advised.
Trap lead, black cat lead.
This is trap lead, go ahead.
Cast this trap, 264.
Black cat lead, trap lead, go ahead.
This is black cat lead. Are you guys going to go into them?
I have already been in there. My flight is going to pick up the trail of the rest of the flight.
Roger, black cat, go on in there. Go on in there and land as close to the smoke on the high ground where the smoke is crossing where the Lima Zulu is.
Black cat lead, ready to try again.
Taking fire, taking fire!
We take fire?
Yes, I think the red trace is better than telephone, I believe.
Roger, we have guns on the way.
Okay, let's try them up.
Right. And Chalk 6 is taking fire.
Roger, where from?
I don't know, it was just down straight below us. We'll get your coordinates.
Roger, is he going to the south or north?
Second, Roger, 4 o'clock position.
Along the river.
Yeah.
Okay, divert south of the river. Divert.
I see a couple of red tracers. I just called up against this damn well.
Is there a night call outside?
Where's the Lulu at?
That's a 2-9, Roger. Okay, what you gonna do?
All the instruments are good. Okay, we got good instruments right now. I'm gonna try and make an approach in here. I hope my Kelly didn't go through something to the tailbone.
Yeah, 2-9, Roger that.
I just hope it didn't hit the fuel tank.
Okay,
I got it.
Lee, do you have that smoke?
Stay on the map, okay?
Oh, this is black guy, Lee.
Don't go into any area that the yellow smoke is not out of. Okay, please.
All right, you will.
Over by you that I just figured you were firing.
Yes,
you? Roger, what's your position?
out even.
Roger, this is auction lead. I'm about 3 minutes out this time. I'm just coming down between the road and the river.
Roger, the Burton, your plane did you see
Okay, we're coming up on the RP again.
We're going through the same anti-aircraft fire. Continue up to the LZ. We'll have smoke park before you on arrival.
This is auction lead. Roger, I'm just a beam, Liz.
See where the river comes down to the south and curves to the left there? That's our RP.
Part of this flight, over.
That is affirmative, over, sir. He was for the briefing. They arrived late.
That's a bird. It looks like a lander down.
Tonight, you got this LZ at 2:30.
To the town bird.
22,
Roger.
1-3.
Part of the flight. See a flight lead.
That's affirmative, sir.
Roger, get him back in business. He's over that down bird. Get him back with his flight and proceed with your SOP for the recovery. Over.
Roger, sir. Boat 6 or Dragon Zone 9?
This is Boat 6. Roger, you got a recovery aircraft on my bird now. I'm coming on out the LZ.
Roger, is your flight with you? Are they still in the daisy chain?
Negative. I let them go on ahead. I've got Chalk 2 in charge of the flight now.
Roger, roger. We have recovery in progress. And let's continue to march. We'll get that through recovery.
I'll roger that.
Please do, guys. What kind of different CAs going at one time?
Pass the flight. You've got a recovery and to stay in the mission. Over.
Roger, sir. That has been passed.
Roger, thank you.
All right, I'll drag in aircraft. I want a couple of aircraft in that LZ to lead smoke for the follow-on. And Black Cat's, is your trail out yet? Still, close to dinner. Black Cat, lead. This is Dragon 2-0.
This is Black Cat, what are you doing?
Roger, is your trail out of there yet?
Oh, this is Wade. I don't think he's out yet. Let me check on him.
Okay, be sure he leaves a mark. He'll be following when he's out.
Roger.
And flight just 2-9. I guess we're going to drop one of these three out here. I don't know what they are.
This is Dragon 2-0.
Chalk 2, this is Boat 6.
This is Chalk 2.
Boat 6.